Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixitupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style and life, all on a budget. Don't Mix In, episode 30. Okay, so today, well, you know what? Let me stop for a second, and we are at episode 30, and it's just gone by really fast. I can't believe there's already 30 episodes of Don't Mix Sense. You can go back and check them out if you haven't already. Okay, back on task. All right, so today's topic is shorts. We're going to talk about shorts that you can wear. It's based on a blog post on mixitupwithcurves.com called Shorts You Can Wear. So I am going to link this blog post, as usual, in the show notes for you so you can go ahead and check out a couple pairs of shorts that I picked up from Target and see how I styled them with two different tops. So for me, when it comes to shorts, I can go either way. Sometimes I'm like, nah, I'm not into it. And then other times I'm pretty comfortable. It really just depends on the style and the fit. And so I talked about in the previous episode, way back when I talked about how I started shopping for my size, that I had to get away from focusing on the number on the tag or the size on the tag and just really what fits. So, you know, in one brand, I could be like a size 18 and then another one, I could be a 14. It just really depends on the brand, and there's a lot of inconsistencies from brand to brand. So, you know, again, it's just trying to find that fit and the style. So, and for me, I'm thinking that, you know, some women have a visceral reaction against shorts. And I think that it's also, you know, what are you comfortable with in terms of skirts and dresses? So if you're not comfortable going higher up, then it's probably, you know, pretty similar with the, you know, how you feel about wearing shorts. But again, I really think that if you try different styles, you can find a style that's more flattering and more and feels more comfortable for your shape. And I think in that episode I talked about when I the episode on how I started shopping for my size, that when I was younger, high school, probably a little into college, I was a thinner girl. I could wear whatever I wanted and eat McDonald's fries and everything was great. So no problem. I didn't have to think. There was no, you know, brain power going into my outfits, and I was wearing shorts like no problem. But, you know, as I've gotten older, I've had kids and my body, you know, shape has changed. I have to think about, is this going to work? Do I feel comfortable? And I can't be eating McDonald's fries, every 5 seconds either. But my point is that I have to, you know, kind of think about what am I wearing and if it's going to work for my shape. And I've noticed that there's a few things that I look for when I'm, you know, looking for a pair of shorts around this time of the year. And so I decided to round those up into tips for you guys. And I know there is a lot of talk about body positivity, which is great. It's awesome. And I'm glad that I have a daughter growing up in this time. But for me, I really think it's about also body acceptance, that something that looks great on someone who could even be the same size as me, but their shape is different. It's not, if something looks good on them, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to look good on me. And vice versa. So I really think it's about looking at the cut of shorts and you know, a lot of different pieces for that matter. But really looking at, is this going to work for my shape? If you have fuller hips or fuller, you know, thighs, that sort of thing. Really thinking about, you know, accepting your body, because even if you're thinner or you're heavier, whatever, a lot of times the shape of your body doesn't change all that much. Like you have broad shoulders or, you know, just if you're a bestie, whatever. So I think that for me, it's really been about accepting the shape I have and trying to look at what's going to flatter it the most. And I'm going to feel dynamite in and what feels most comfortable too. So it's just really shopping for your shape and finding things for your shape. And the reason I'm into this is, you know, prior to blogging, I got kind of almost like obsessed with different styling books. And that was one of the things I found over and over again, is trying to, you know, just figure out what your shape is and then look at the cut of items and what's the most flattering. So I mentioned broad shoulders. I have broad shoulders. So certain things, if it's like, if you notice, I don't have a lot of things that have ruffling and details on my shoulders too much because it emphasizes it. And then I just look like a straight up football player. And that's always been the case, even when I was thinner, when I was younger. So I think it's just, you know, body positivity is great. And then that's a good starting point. But then take it further and accept your body as it is, in terms of the shape. If you want to be thinner, fuller, whatever, but your structure of your body doesn't change all that much. So you want to kind of embrace it and figure out what's going to work really well with my shape, and making sure that you pick items with that in mind. And what I really wanted to do with this blog post was to feature shorts in a different way. So I know we're usually used to it being something you throw on, like a whatever item, and not being something that you can put together and look, you know, with some structure to it, and it look like you put some effort in. And so I wanted to feature a pair that, just because of the style and the cut, that automatically just look a bit more put together and you don't look sloppy, and how you can tuck in a shirt, you know, even with curves, and feel comfortable. So what I did for this blog post is I rounded up my 3 tips on how to find shorts, especially if you have curves, so you can find a pair that you will want to wear. All right, and some of these tips are very similar to the tips we talked about in shopping for, you know, a jumpsuit. So the previous episode where we talked about jumpsuit for curves. So let's go ahead and get right into it. So tip number 1 is structure. So when I talk about structure, I'm talking about, you know, just the way that the short, the silhouette that the shorts are supposed to create. And so for my 2 pairs that I have on this blog post, I have pairs that come with a belt, and you can cinch them at the waist. So that already creates, you know, kind of, it brings it in at your waist and creates a nice silhouette, versus some of those other shorts that don't, you know, have the feature of like the paper bag waist. So when we talk about structure, I'm also talking about the fabric. If the fabric is a little thicker, I feel like it'll hold up more, and that, you know, it'll create a nice silhouette. For me, it's hard to do the kind of shorts that are a little flimsy. So I like a chambray kind of fabric, which is one of the pairs of shorts in this blog post. You know, or like a linen fabric too is nice, or a cotton that's a little thicker. So again, that it's not going to be clinging to my body, but it skims it and it creates a nice silhouette. And for tip number 2, it's about where the the rise of the shorts. So I go with the higher rise. I am long gone are those like low rise days, for a few reasons. First of all, when you sit down, you don't want that gaping, and then it's like, you know, showing your underwear. It's not cute. So again, you know, when it's a little bit of a higher rise, you can it can kind of go in at your waist. And it just becomes more of a flattering silhouette versus that lower rise. So I like to go for a higher rise, so that I can tuck in my top if I want to, and don't have to have it out because I'm worried about the stomach area. Now, along with the higher rise, you know, sometimes I just go with the mid rise. And if it's like I'm wearing it with maybe a button up long sleeve shirt that has a lot of structure and I'm just going to like tie it at the waist, it's okay then. Because I'm not going to tuck it in. But again, I don't go with low rise. I just feel like it doesn't give you as much, I don't know, I wouldn't say support, but it just is not as much structure. And so it's hard for the outfit to kind of stay in place, if that makes sense. And the shorts, you know, if there's not structure, you have the weird stuff of it, like kind of, getting caught up in the middle. So just weird stuff happens when there's not the structure and the rise isn't right. So again, for some coverage and for some comfort, I like to go with that mid to higher rise. Mid rise, if I'm not going to tuck it in, I'm just wearing a button up shirt or something, or just a tee. And then I go with the higher rise if I feel like I really want to tuck in my top and dress it up a little bit. The third tip has to do with the length of the shorts. I like to go for like a mid thigh. In college, I used to wear like those Bermuda style types shorts, the ones like from Express. And they don't need to be that long. So your shorts don't need to be that long, but I like it to be, you know, kind of mid thigh for a few reasons, for comfort, for it being appropriate for different settings. And so, You know, my mom will say, just because you can doesn't mean you should, right? Or I think a lot of people say that. So just because you can wear short shorts doesn't mean, you should. And again, you don't want to be bending down and feeling uncomfortable. So just going a little bit, like mid-thigh to me is pretty good. And it allows it to be a pair of shorts that if the fabric is a bit nicer, I can dress it up a bit. So if you go too short, I think it's hard to do that. If you go too long, I think you got to watch the way the silhouette that it creates, and if it's flattering, to your shape. And I wanted to talk about the two pairs of shorts I have in this blog post. So the first pair is from Target. It's from their A New Day line, and they are chambray shorts with kind of a paper bag waist, and it's a higher rise, and then you can cinch it at the waist. It has its own little fabric belt. The hem is like a mid-thigh, so it hits at the right point for me. And I just paired it with a white top, like a button-up shirt I got also from A New Day. That it's a bit sheer, but not too sheer, so it gives kind of a summery vibe. But the shirt also has structure. I can tuck it in into the pair of chambray shorts. And both shorts are comfortable, yet they look pretty put together. And I like that I can tuck in both of my tops, and with that, the belt and cinching at the waist, it gives some structure. The silhouette looks good. And then, yeah, they could be dressed up or dressed down. So that's what I like about both of these shorts. I could wear it to go to brunch or something like that, but I could also just wear it the weekend and, put on some tennies and we could be fine. Okay, there you have it. Those are my three tips for wearing or finding shorts you're gonna wear. First one we talked about was structure. The second is that higher rise. And then that third is finding the right hem for yourself. So I try to go with that mid-thigh, hemline. And remember, go with body acceptance. Find out what works for your shape by trying different styles. And then you should be able to find something that's going to work for you. So there's hope for shorts. I want you to go ahead and be open to them, and really be mindful of what works for your shape. All right. Want more information? Go ahead and head over to mixedupwithcurves.com, and you are going to be able to see the blog post that this episode is based on. Shorts you can wear. I'm going to link it in the show notes for you. And in that blog post, you're going to see the two pair of shorts from Target. One is at A New Day, and it's a pair of chambray shorts with the tie waist. And then you're also going to go and see the black pair of shorts from Who What Wear with the white stitching in them. If you like what you're hearing, go ahead and subscribe and leave me a review. So I know what you like and what you don't like, what you want to hear more about. You can also leave me a voice message through the Anchor platform. So that should be linked in the show notes for you. That'd be awesome. Leave me a message and then I can feature it in an episode. That's kind of cool. Go ahead and check out my Patreon so you can help me with the development of content that's meaningful for you. Also, check out my Favorite Finds newsletter. So it comes out, every other week. And it's just basically like, let me do the shopping for you. And then I put all these links of items that I really like that I've tried on or that I've tried on something similar to it. And it goes right to your email. So go ahead and check that out. Also, if you want to find me, I'm on Instagram. My handle is Mixed Up With Curves. If you don't want to find me, that's fine. Anyway, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.